Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam.
Sam, I'm responding to a letter I received in the mail last week.
Oh, okay.
And possibly maybe look into getting a term sheet on consolidating some debt and getting some working capital for our business.
Okay, did you have a 16-digit reservation code on there? I can pull your file up, see what we're working with.
Yeah, it's 24-11-4201-0032-9539.
Okay, give me 1 second here. What's the name of the business that you're with?
Whitney and Associates.
Whitney and Associates, okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
Chad.
Chad, okay. 1 second here, taking a little longer than usual. Okay, and are you guys in Houston?
Correct.
Okay, looks like I got you right here. And Chad, are you the owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so it looks like the offer that you have is for both our equipment financing and working capital set of things. Sounds like you're looking more along the lines of capital. Is that the case?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It depends on how much you're willing. I mean, I may have the piece of equipment that is getting close enough to probably another year and a half before I pay it off. But, you know, it's a $107,000 piece of equipment. But I don't know where I am at on that. I got to call a leasing company. But, no, for the most part, yes, working capital and consolidate some current debt on the books, basically.
Okay. All right. So just a couple of basic questions just to kind of get things in order and see what we're working with. What's the structure of the business? Are you guys incorporated?
LLC.
LLC. Okay. All right. All right. And how long have you been in business?
How long has it been now? At least 3 years. 3.5.
Okay. All right. All right. And did you have any idea of how much you were looking for with the consolidation and the kind of the net that you would gain all included?
It depends on the term rate. You know, if it was a decent rate, we could put it out 3 to 5 years. I could easily consolidate, $100,000 worth of stuff.
Okay.
If I do the piece of equipment in there, you're looking at maybe close to $200,000, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think I owe that much on that. I can't remember. Honestly, I got to look at our balance sheet, find out how much I owe on that machine. But.
Okay. No problem.
Something like that.
No problem. It gives me just kind of a starting point of how we want to go about it. Looks like we're probably going to just shoot for to try to get the largest approval possible, and then kind of work backwards from there. Basically, what we do is we'll get you approved for a total amount, and then I'll also get you approved for the longest term as well. And then, like I said, we'll work backwards. We'll kind of work through it, see what makes sense. We'll choose the amount that you like, and then we'll match you up with the term that makes sense too. So as far as determining, what you're going to be eligible for, couple questions for you. What do you guys do for your top-line revenue, so for gross annual sales?
What type of gross annual sales are we doing right now?
Yeah.
Over $1 million a year. We're probably on pace right now to do, 1.2.
Okay.
Maybe 1.5. We're a very seasonable business, so we're coming out of a really slow part of the year.
Oh, okay.
Summertime for us, July and August is usually not that great. But we were still averaging, $80,000 a month the last couple months. But it's usually over $100,000 a month, during basically the spring and the fall months coming up is when we start getting busy again between now and Christmas.
Okay. What do you guys do over there?
We're a medical spa.
Okay.
So.
All right. All right. So basically, to give you some initial feedback, the working capital side of things, it's tied directly to your sales. So usually what we're able to do is free up 10 to 15% of that top line as unsecured cash. So you'd be looking probably anywhere from 150 to 200,000 available to you. Possibly upwards of that, depending on how all the other factors kind of line up. But just kind of a general overview, you're probably looking at about 150 to 200,000 available to you. Now, how about, what does your personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
My credit union just ran it last week because I was looking at leasing a vehicle versus buying one, and they pulled a 649. I don't know who they checked with, but
okay.
So it's not great, but it's not great, but it is what it is.
Okay. Well, you know, if credit is somewhat of an issue, kind of a reassuring, feature here is these loans are primarily based on your sales. So credit's only going to be a small factor. It's not going to stop you from getting approved. Definitely a 649, that's something we can work with all day long. We'll have a lot of options for you. Now, have you done a working capital loan before?
Yeah, but I got to ask you, is this a factor loan or is this actually like a term loan, like interest rate loan?
So we have all of those available. I mean, we don't do just one program. We're an actual bank with, over 100 different programs. So if you are looking for something that factors your receivables, we'll have options for it. If you're looking for something just more straightforward, your typical term loan, we definitely have that too. We also do MCAs where it could be done through your credit card transactions. So we have a lot of options that we're working with.
Okay.
Now, did you have one particular way in mind that you were looking for, or were
well,
we open?
I don't like the factor loans. They're expensive. So I've used them. Those are the ones I would like to wipe off my books, to be honest.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
I want to load up on inventory for the fall with some stuff that we do that I need that inventory. So,
okay.
I don't know if I could use that as collateral, but that's definitely, a lot of this is going to go towards basically inventory. And unfortunately, I'm in a line of business that, in the medical spa business, the technology that we use are value technologies, but some of the manufacturers we work with, they have disposable costs that get kind of pricey. So we gotta, I just want to get it ahead of the curve and be prepared for the fall months, because it's when we make our money.
Okay, yeah, so you're trying to ramp up on inventory as you're coming up to that busy time. So get it all in place and ready to move.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
And then come Christmas time, I can chill out. That's basically that's the number one deal. And consolidate a couple of factor loans I have of about $30,000 that I like to wipe off the books.
That's a balance of $30,000?
I'd say if you add them both together, probably around $30,000, yeah. Maybe
okay.
A little less than that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just want to get rid of those guys. And then, being, in a 3 to 5 year term at a, whatever best interest rate I could get, obviously.
Sure.
This is more of a traditional loan. And ultimately, hopefully, improve my cash flow and make my balance sheet look a little cleaner and all those things.
Sure, that all makes sense. It's all pretty much in line with a lot of what we do. To give you, a little more feedback, it sounds like, what you're looking for to get some cash in place to load up on that inventory, also pay off those loans and just kind of position yourself for the busy time and have, take it down to just one payment, that sort of thing. We'd be looking at a working capital loan, so it's going to be unsecured cash. We're not going to tie any collateral to it. And then we'll.
I'm going to need to call that one piece of equipment. It may be tempting to roll that in, but I have to convince them. They got these prepaid penalties in place that it can be kind of expensive.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of times they lock you into that remainder of the term with just that.
Yeah, it's like I didn't realize that was a learning experience. I don't know if I could ever avoid that, but
yeah. With what we have for you here. We definitely have the opposite of it. Basically, the way the working capital programs work for us for these particular programs that we're looking at for you, you'd be looking at an unsecured loan where it would be cash deposited into your business checking account. You're free to spend it however you'd like, or we would set you up on a specific term. I can go over a couple different term options for you once we get you approved. But then from there, we're going to give you the actual, total payback cost. So instead of attaching an APR where you're calculating how much you're going to owe in the end, we're just going to tell you up front, you know, if you borrow $100,000, you're going to pay back, I don't know, it'll vary depending on what program you're in, but you're going to pay back $120,000. And that cost is your fixed cost. You're going to have payments coming out regularly, automatically out of the bank account. But we offer discounts for early payments. So if you want to pay it off early, you get a discount. Also, there are options for once you get midway into the term and you establish kind of the working relationship with us, you show us that you can make the payments on time, we open you up to refinancing options where you can extend the term, get additional funds, and actually forgive the remaining interest balance on the original loan. So it's very different than kind of maybe what you're used to with those penalties for paying it back early. We actually incentivize it because we want our customers to come back.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, well, as far as paperwork goes, you guys need an application, but what else do you need from me?
Yeah, so I'll keep it pretty basic. It's going to be, well, how about this? Do your customers pay you with credit cards?
Yep.
Okay, so basically what I'll need, it's going to be a one-page application. I'll need 6 months of the business bank statements. I'll need 4 months of the merchant processing statements for the credit cards. And then the most recent tax return that you have.
Okay.
And that's the extent of it. Did you guys finish the 2015 tax return?
Yeah.
Okay,
we
perfect.
We didn't show a profit, though. I mean,
okay, and you know what? To give you,
we show sales of over $1 million, but it's not definitely.
Sure, and you know what? You're going to be in business because we lend off that top line, so we know kind of, you know, the standards of doing business. You're going to deduct as much as you can, get that bottom line close to zero. So I know, look, other places, you know, traditional financing, that's going to come into play rather large if you have a low bottom line. But for us, it's primarily going to be off that top line. So usually with that top line, regardless of where you're ending, we can usually do 10 to 15% of it as the unsecured cash. So we're going to have some options for you.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'll tell you.
Well, would you shoot me your email and with bullet points of what I need to get you, and I'll have it all to you by tomorrow.
What's a good email address? I can send it over to you right now.
It's cwhiteny@mylasersource.com.
My laser source?
mylaser source.com.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I'll put it in an email right now. I'll send the application, that short list of what I need. On that email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions, anything like that, you can call me directly. You can shoot me an email, and I'll get right back to you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Now, how soon were you looking to get the funds in place?
Oh, I'd like to get it done before the end of the month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I really want to ramp up for September, October. Those are really in our industry. It's our time to make money. So.
I gotcha. How long does it take you to turn the inventory over when you have it?
Very quick.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah. I mean, I can flip over $40,000 pretty quick.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So just to give you a little insight on this. You know, it might make some sense for you on this initial round. The way that we structure these, like I was saying, once you get into the term and you show that you're making the payments on time, it turns into a renewable source. So if you're able to, you know, purchase your inventory, turn it over, and then, you know, pay back what you have borrowed, you can kind of reduce the amount of interest cost that you have. And then we can go ahead and do a renewal where you would do a second loan when you're midway through your first. That would completely forgive the interest on the first one and allow you to just repeat, you know, flipping the inventory. That's what a lot of our customers really end up doing it on almost a schedule. They'll go 3 months out, flip it, and do 3 months out again, minimize the interest cost, and, you know, continue to grow.
Between Cool Sculpting and Botox, I mean, gosh, we go through inventory like crazy for those two products.
Oh, okay. It seems like it could be a good match then. I mean, what we'll do, let's get you approved, go over some options, and we can work some scenarios and see what we're working with here.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it should be doable as far as as long as I can consolidate and y'all put me on a reasonable term. I mean, I'm all for it. But okay. Well, I appreciate it. What was your name again?
My name is Sam.
Sam, okay. Well, I'll be looking for that email, and I'll get all that documentation back over to you by tomorrow morning.
Okay, sounds good. I'll send it over to you now.
Okay, bye.
All right, thanks a lot.